The Gemara Masechta Bechorin, Masechta Erchin, that Beis and Beis in the bottom of the Amid, quoting the Braisa, says Hakol Chayovim Mikra Megillah. Everybody's obligated in Mikra Megillah on Purim, and the Mishnah says Masechta Megillah, Hakol Ksherim Likras is Megillah. So as our Gemara keeps on attempting to always try to explain what does the word Hakol come to teach us. So what does the hakel over here come to teach us, says the Gemara? L'suyeh mai. What does it come to teach us? L'suyeh noshim. To teach us that women are also obligated in the mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah. Ukid Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, as Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi taught us, Dam Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, noshim chayavas ben Mikra Megillah. Women are obligated in the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah. Shaf hein hoyu bois anais. For they too were in the nais of Purim. And there's a fundamental machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos, how to explain afhein hoyubeser anes. Rashi, Divrei Amaska Lasuye, says that women have the ability to be mitzi men in the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah. And that's what the Mishnah means to say when it says Hakol Ksherim Likras Es Megillah, that women have equal responsibility to men in the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah, and therefore they could be mighty men. Tosfos, Divrei Amaska L'Asuye, quotes the Behag that women only have the ability to be mighty other women. And the reason is because the obligation of women and the obligation of men in the mitzvah Mikra Megillah are not identical. Because the mitzvah for women is only to hear and not to read. And therefore, says Tosfos, that when the Mishnah says Hakol Ksherim Likras Es Megillah, it means that one woman can be mitzi another woman. And the chiddush is that since their obligation is a lesser obligation, it's only an obligation in Shmiyah, so I would think that a woman doesn't have the ability even to be mitzi another woman. Kamash Malon, that no, that even women have the ability to be mitzi, but it only has the ability to be mitzi another woman. The Briskerov explains this machlokes rishonim with a very fundamental question. We know that at first glance, certainly women should not be chayiv in Mikra Megillah, because it's a mitzvah to say she's man groma. Comes along Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi in our Gemara and teaches us, because of the concept of afhein hoyu bois anes, that they're mechuyiv. Says the Briskerov that the machloikis of Rashi and Tosfos is what is pshat in what happened in our Gemara. According to Rashi, afhein hoyu bois anes says that a woman's obligation and a man's obligation are totally identical. And because these two obligations are totally identical, we can understand now why Rashi holds that a woman has the ability to be mitzi another man. Whereas Tosfos is of the opinion that women are potter. Women are potter because it's a mitzvah sasatius man groma. Af hein hoyu bois anes takes the woman to a new chiv, but not that it makes it the same chiv as a man. And therefore, since they don't have the same chiv, therefore they can't be mitzi men. It's interesting that the Briskerov does point out that the Rambam, on one hand, holds like Rashi, that women have the ability to be mitzi men, even though the Rambam seems to be of the opinion that the chiyuv of women is not identical to the chiyuv of men, but rather it's a new chiyuv. Because The Rambam in Hilchas Megillah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, says that Avodim Meshuchrorim Chayovim in Mikra Megillah. From here we see that only Avodim Meshuchrorim are Chayiv in Mikra Megillah. Avodim She'enim Meshuchrorim that are not freed are not Chayiv. But we know that men, that Avodim She'enim Meshuchrorim and women always have the same chiyuv. So we see from here that if we'll say that the rule of mitzvah seishes man groma doesn't apply at all here, so therefore the halacha ought to be that avodim should be chayiv. The fact that the Rambam distinguishes between avodim she'enim meshuchrorim and noshim seems to indicate that it's because there's a new chiyuv which is only set to women and not to avodim. But that's not the way the Rambam understood the opinion of Rashi. The Macheshes has a different way of explaining the opinion of the Bahag. He says, there are two dinim in Mikra Megillah. One dinim Mikra Megillah is because of Hallel. And in fact, that's why the Gemara Masechta Megillah, Daf Yudalad Amar Aleph, asks, why don't we say Hallel on Purim? And the Gemara says, for Yosai, say Hilula. And in fact, based on that Gemara, the Me'iri says a Chiddush. It's a Chiddush La'alocha, not La'alocha L'maisa, that if one is somewhere where he has no Megillah available, he should say Hallel, because the Gemara seems to indicate that the only reason we don't say Hallel on Purim is because we have Megillah instead of Hallel. But if you don't have Megillah should say Hallel. So says the Marcheshes, the obligation of Hallel for men and women are not identical. The obligation of men in saying Hallel is an obligation that every man has his own obligation to say Hallel, like we say every morning. Oz Yosha Moshe uvnei Yisrael as a Shira Azois. Moshe and all the men said the Shira together. Whereas Miriam, where she said the Shira, it says, V'tan lahem Miriam. Miriam said the Shira, and everybody else, all the other women, just listened to Miriam's Shira. So now we can have a very beautiful pshat. Men have a double chiyuv. They have a chiyuv in reading the Megillah, and women have that chiyuv. But when we read the Megillah, we also have a chiyuv of Hallel. And since the Hallel of men, as we just explained, is different than the Hallel of women, therefore, women came, and that's part of what Mikra Megillah is all about, to fulfill the Chiyuv of Hallel. Therefore, women cannot be Mitzi men, because they're saying Hallel is a different Chiyuv. Dar Sameach has a different approach. He says, the Dar Sameach Hilchas Megillah Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph. The pasuk says, "Ksoiv zois zikarin b'sefer," teaches us the Gemara Masechta Megillah Daf Zayin Amud Aleph. The Megillah's Esther nechteves b'sefer. Megillah's Esther has to be committed to writing. That pasuk of "Ksoiv zois zikarin b'sefer" is a pasuk regarding Melchemes Amalek. And there's a very famous question: are women obligated in the mitzvah of destroying Amalek, Machatim Chazech Amalek? It's relevant to women, are women Mechuyiv and Parshas Zohar? The Chinuch's opinion is that since Isha ain't Darka Lichbosh, women don't go to war, therefore women aren't Mechuyiv and Mechemes Amalek. So now, says the Or Sameach, the only reason Megillah has to be read from a sefer is because of the din of Ksoiv Zois B'Sefer. Ksoiv Zois B'Sefer is a pasuk regarding Mechias Amalek. So if women are Mechuyiv and Mechias Amalek, so then their obligation are identical, and a woman can be Maitzi a man, as Rashi holds. Whereas the opinion of the Bahag is that women are Mechuyiv and Mechias Amalek. If they're not Mechuyiv and Mechias Amalek, so therefore their obligation is not connected to a sefer. And therefore, since their obligation is different than the obligation of men, they can't be mighty men. So it turns out that the machloikus of Rashi and the Bahag is really dependent on the question if women are mechuyiv in the mitzvah mechias amal. All of these pshatim obviously now connect to another fundamental question. And that is, what is the bracha that women make when they hear the Megillah? Is it a Mikra Megillah or the Shmaya Megillah? According to Rashi, if we seem to be learning that their obligation is identical to men, so their bracha is the same. Whereas according to Bahag and Tosfos, the obligation is only Lishmaya. It's not a Hallel, like the Marchesha says. It's not Ksoiv Zois B'Sefer, as the Or Sameach says. And therefore, women only say the bracha is only with Shmaya Megillah, not Amikra Megillah.